Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come boldly to thy throne of grace where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need, to help in a time of worry, to help in a time of stress, to help in a time of decision making, to help in a time of obstacles, to help in a time of dysfunction, to help in a time of hurt, to help in a time of pain, to help in a time of confusion, to help in a time of just needing you, oh God. Father God, I come to you, Father God, ask you to look down upon each and every soul right now. I pray that you will look down upon those who are believers and those who are unbelievers. I pray, Father God, that you will remember every person, Father God. I pray for every living person, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for our hearts, our minds, our soul, our spirits, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will touch us from the crown of our heads all the way through our veins, all the way through our tissues, all the way through the dermis of our skin, all the way through our blood vessels, all the way through our nervous system, all the way through our organs, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you will allow us to go through our nervous system, Father God. Lord God, allow us to go through our veins, Father God. Allow us to go down to the sole of our feet, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and allow that touch, Father God, to do whatever that needs to be done in our lives, Father God. Those who need salvation, those who need a closer walk with you, those who need to be more consistent, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I come before thy throne, for there is no other God but thee. We come to serve the Almighty God. We come to serve the true and living God. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to know the truth. And thank you for allowing us to accept the truth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for allowing us to stand on the truth, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we are living in times, Father God, where people are uncertain, where people are afraid, where people are operating in a state of fear, Father God, instead of operating in the state of faith. Father God, I pray for everyone who's operating in that state of fear, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, allow them to remember your word, Father God, that you will make ways for us, Father God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. Lord God, allow them to remember that you are our way maker. Allow them to remember that you're the supplier of all good things, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, regardless of what's going on with the government, Father God, allow them to trust you. Allow them to look to you, Father God, to make provisions, to provide food on the table, Father God, to provide the ability to pay all of their bills in full, Father God, to be able to pay those who need to be paid, Father God, if they have their own business, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will sustain each and every person, look down upon each and every person who works for the government, Father God, the federal government, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those people, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who's feeling troubled on tonight, everyone who's worried and just stressed out on tonight, those who can't sleep, those who may can't eat, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will reverse, Father God, every negative, Father God, feeling of depression, every negative feeling of anxiety, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every negative feeling of having a nervous breakdown, Father God. I pray that you will reverse it, Father God. I pray that you reverse every medical, emotional, and mental diagnosis and prognosis. I pray that you will reverse every negative word that has been spoken over our lives, Father God, whether in secret or in public, Father God. Every negative word that could may have even been spoken in a prayer, Father God, about us, Father God. I pray that you will reverse it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will reverse insufficiency, Father God. I pray that you will reverse all forms of lack, Father God, whether it's lack of nutrients, lack of minerals, lack of vitamins, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, lack of love, Father God, lack of stability, lack of peace, lack of joy, lack of compassion, lack of grace, lack of mercy, whatever it is that we're lacking, Father God, I pray that you would restore us and that you will fill us, Father God, with all of the good things that comes from you. Fill us with your spirit, Father God. Fill us, Father God, with your word, Father God. Fill us with your presence, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will reverse, Father God, all forms of pain and suffering and anxiety and depression and addiction, Father God. I pray that you will reverse, Father God, every form of disorders, Father God, and negative situations that tries to attach themselves to us, Father God. I pray that you will reverse everything, Father God, that was sent our way to try to break us, Father God, to try to bind us, to try to destroy us, Father God, to try to overpower us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will not only reverse it, Father God, and break it, Father God, but I pray that you will use those things to empower us, to equip us, Father God. Use it for our good, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will not allow any tactic, Father God, scheme, schism, dart, weapon, pitfall, distraction, or obstacle that the enemy may has planned for us, that the enemy may have set out for us, Father God, to prosper, Father God. For we know your word said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we know it's not going to prosper over our souls. And I pray that it will not prosper over our lives, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just pray for your strength, Lord God. I pray for the strength of God on today. I pray for the peace of God on today. I pray for the love of God on today. I pray for the hope of God on today. I just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will make us over, Father God. I just pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will take us higher in you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to be the people of God that you have not only called, but that you have ordained for us to be, Father God. Help us not to keep slipping and sliding. Help us not to be dipping and dodging, Father God, but help us to walk up right before you. Help us to walk up the King's highway, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I just pray and ask you, Lord, to look down upon this land. Look down upon this earth, oh God. Look down upon every hemisphere, every continent, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for every country, for every state, Father God, for every city, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every rural area, Father God. I pray, Father God, for every urban area, Father God, every suburban area, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are farmers, Father God, those who are planters, those who are pickers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for everyone, Father God, who does something to make our lives a little bit easier. I pray for everyone who does something, Father God, to be able to bring us the food that we eat, the water that we drink, and to be able to bring us the medications that we use. Father God, I want to say thank you for each and every one of those people, Father God. I pray for them. I pray for their souls, pray for their hearts, for their minds, for their spirits. I pray for this administration, Father God. I pray for everyone that's in Congress, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for every politician, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for their souls, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just pray that you will be with us, Father God, until the end of time, oh God. Be with us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Through whatever we may have to endure upon this land, please don't forsake us. Please don't leave us. Please stay by our side, and please continue to hold our hands. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. You may find this prayer, Shawnee's Prayer, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and you can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. Please, please share it. Please download it. Please comment, like, and share. God bless you, and God bless you.